Good morning and welcome back to another edition of High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, right here on Talk 960, brought to you by Providence St. Mary Medical Center. COVID-19 cases are rising in our high desert. Make your appointment today to protect yourself, your family, and our community. Schedule your free appointment at a convenient location near you through myturn.ca.gov. Message brought to you by trusted friends in the high desert, Providence St. Mary Medical Center, and the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health. We're keeping it local with high desert issues, events, and interesting people. You can hear us every weekend, Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960 and talk960.com. Let's get to it.
Well, Roxanne, how are you?
Another beautiful weekend. I'm going to copy you today.
I know, right? It is another beautiful fall weekend here in the high desert. And as is our standard, got another wonderful guest.
Yeah, a new guest.
A new guest, mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I will tell you that I know this lady. Okay. I met her, to think about it now, mm-hmm. it's been almost 2 years. Mm-hmm. And when we met, I just instantly felt like a connection to her. She's got a heart of gold, comes from a family that has a heart of gold. When we talk about servant leadership and servant leaders and people who are just, that is their purpose and their mission is to serve, we are talking about this lady. Her name is Monique Kinnamer. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Got it. And I'm excited for you, Monique, because you have recently founded and serve as the executive director of a new nonprofit that's yes. serving specifically here in the high desert. It's called Furnished Faith.
Yes.
Do I have that right?
Yes,
I love
ma'am.
That name. So welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very
much
for inviting
me. We are so happy to have you. And we are really excited to hear and learn about the wonderful work, the resources, services and opportunities that are taking place through your organization. So can you give us just a little bit of background about yourself in doing this nonprofit work? Because you're not new to the game. You've been doing this a while. And then also give us some background on Furnished Faith.
Yes. So we have been doing Furnished Faith for about just over a year. So it's still pretty new.
Okay.
But I was running another program at a different nonprofit. And it really opened my eyes to the need, mm-hmm. different needs. And when we moved here to the high desert about 4 years ago, I told my husband, I said, God is moving us here for a reason. I said, there's work to be done, but I don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. I said, I don't know what it is yet. But there's some work that he wants us to do. So we moved here and we got settled. And then after about 2 years, because we used to do volunteer work mm-hmm. in San Jose. And then I said, we need to get back into it. So things were starting to get a little bit better, open up a little bit more after the pandemic. So we, one day, someone asked me if I had a dining table, just kind of out of the blue. And I said, well, I don't, because they needed a dining table. And I said, I don't have one. And I thought, well, how can I get one?
And they asked you that?
Yeah. Okay. Well, they asked me for the dining table. Okay. And I thought, well, how can I get one? And so I started looking on OfferUp, and I found one, a whole dining set for like $10. And I told my husband, I said, look, this person needs a dining set. And it's only $10. Let's go pick it up. And so he said, okay. And we went, and it was great condition. We picked
wow.
it up. And then I contacted the person, and I said, I have a dining table. Picked one, and they were so happy. So we delivered it to them. And I thought that was the end of it. You know, okay. And then somebody else asked me for another something else. And so I was thinking one day, I was like, well, where would I even start to get any kind of furniture, and why furniture? And
right.
I wasn't quite sure. And so I found what they needed on OfferUp, and it was free. because they have their free section.
Right.
So then we went and got it. You know, it wasn't in the best condition, but we cleaned it up, fixed it up, and we were able to give it out, deliver it. And so one day I don't know how somebody else found out or something.
And it started to just snowball.
Yes. And wow, I said, and I, so I thought, I said, well, God, if this is what you want us to do, please provide the way and, you know, show us that that's what you want. And he did. All of a sudden, people were giving us furniture. I was finding furniture for free on OfferUp. And we would be driving down the street. And I told my dad, and my dad loves curb alerts. Mm-hmm. So he would call me and he would say, look, there's this over here where I picked this up. Or
this is so definitely a family affair.
Yes.
So let me ask you this. So basically what you've done is you've become the go-to for people who are in need of furniture.
Yes.
And these are typically individuals or families that don't have anything, right? And so they're in need of beds or dressers or, to your point, dining room tables or breakfast sets or whatever. And you've been just kind of able to meet those needs, right?
Yes. So we try to provide for people that really need it. And mm-hmm. we have come across a lot of people that, where they were previously homeless and now they have a place. Maybe they were in shelters.
Yes.
They experienced flooding for, you know, plumbing or some kind of infestation where they just had to leave everything and start all over again.
Right.
And, you know, things are so expensive now. Mm-hmm. And especially furniture. Furniture,
yeah.
Furnishing a house is not affordable.
You're right.
So they get this place, an apartment or a house, and of course, you're happy because you have a place,
right?
But you look around and it's empty,
right?
If you have kids, there's no, you know, if you don't even have blankets, a pillow, so we try to provide those kinds of things.
Okay, and then how does it work if somebody is in need of something? Because it's not just furniture that you do; it's mm-hmm. housewares, accessories. Pillows, mm-hmm. that kind of thing, right? And so
yes.
if somebody is in need and they're looking, how would they go through the process, let's say, to connect with you and then find out if maybe you're able to help or assist?
The best way would be to text our phone number.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And that phone number that they would text is?
Is 760-927- 7666.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Want to say that again?
760-927-7666.
Okay. And the best way is to text you. And what information should they provide you when they text you?
Usually we like to know their name, how they were able to come across us, if mm-hmm. they were referred by someone.
Okay.
Or an organization.
Okay.
And then specifically what they're looking for. Because sometimes people will text and say, I need furniture. We're like, okay, well, what kind of furniture?
Right.
And then so we have to go through specific questions. So if they're able to specifically tell us what they need.
Right.
Then we can check our inventory.
It's not that you guys are in the business of furnishing a whole house, right?
Right.
So within reason, we should make that outreach and seek those items. And so, again, it's important that they would text you name if there was a referring organization or who they were referred by,
mm-hmm.
and then specifically what they are looking for,
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then someone within your organization will get back to them and then take it to the next step, right, which is
yes.
to try and identify.
Yes.
Okay.
And we also accept furniture.
Okay.
That is in good condition.
Okay.
So if someone has some that they would like to donate, we absolutely would love to hear from them too.
Right. And I was gonna ask you that because, of course, as we're not yet into winter, so it hasn't gotten that cold. But I see a lot of people that are doing a lot of yard sales and cleaning out houses and downsizing because the weather has gotten cooler, so it makes it a lot easier for us to do that. And so if there is someone out there that's listening and you want to give away some stuff, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
They would reach out and contact you. Would they also text you and say, hey, I've got X, Y, and Z to donate?
Yes.
Would that be the best way? Okay.
Yes, please.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you once again to give us that number where they can text you.
760-927-7666.
Okay. All right. And then you just kind of start from there. Now, with the holidays coming up, are there any special activities or anything that you guys have planned to support your organization during the holiday time? And also, is there a schedule? Because, you know, I can't remember now what movie it was, but there's a holiday movie where, like, you know.
Out right now?
No, I'm saying, you know, it's an annual holiday
Christmas holiday movie. Okay.
And I think, you know, it's like the night before Christmas, and then all of a sudden.
The Christmas Carol?
No. I don't think so, but
is it older?
It's like, you know, the family gets all of these gifts, and you know, that's movie magic,
okay.
right? I would hate to think that Christmas Eve, of course, I know your heart, Monique, so I know if there is somebody who's saying it's Christmas Eve, we don't have anything or we need something, and if there's something you can provide, I know you will absolutely show up. What I'm saying is there a schedule for the holidays, because, you know, furniture requires a little bit of coordination, right?
Yes.
And so is there a holiday schedule, or you're just taking it on an as-needed, first-come, first-serve basis?
As-needed, first-come, first-serve, yes.
Okay.
Because we do have some other projects
okay.
that we're working on.
Okay. And are there any special activities, events, or anything like that that's helping to support your organization over the holiday period or coming up?
Well, there's some projects that we're working on right now.
Okay.
And we were invited to Camp Pendleton.
Okay.
To support our troops, which we are, you know, love it. We're very excited about it. So we were, one of the projects that we're working on now is we are collecting Christmas decorations. So we're collecting Christmas decorations because we want to help give them the troops and their families a nice Christmas party.
Okay.
So we were, when the invitation came, we were very excited.
Okay.
So we did something similar a year ago in the summertime with the other organization I was with. But now that we're out on our own and they invited us, we were very excited.
Okay.
So we're going to have some drop-off locations for those.
Okay.
Which... two of them so far that we have is Cars
okay.
over on Main Street.
All right, on Main Street in Hesperia. I think yes. everybody knows. yes.
And then our other location is Keller Williams and Phelan.
Okay. Well, you know what? We are excited. Thank you most of all for your heart. Mm-hmm. You've been, you lead with your heart. I can't put it any other way. You lead with your heart, and you've got a beautiful family who is supporting you
yes.
and standing right by your side in this work that you've been purposed to do. It is individuals like yourself that make our community a much better place to live, and we are grateful to you for that. For those who may be interested, let's one more time give that number where they can text you. Because if you're in need of something or if you have a desire to donate something,
mm-hmm.
You can text this number and make that happen.
760-927-7666.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, Monique, we want to thank you and everybody who has touched Furnished Faith.
Yes, our wonderful partners. We have some wonderful, wonderful partners that we have been working with.
Well, we want to thank all of them. We want to wish you and your family nothing but warm, healthy, joy-filled holidays. And we'll look to have you back in next year to share with us how things are growing and the wonderful things that I know you will continue to do that help to benefit those that are here in our High Desert community. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Well, good morning, Roxanne. How are you?
I'm doing well, Regina. Thanks for listening.
I know. It is another beautiful fall weekend.
We are getting ready for Thanksgiving.
Yay. You know what? I got to tell you, it really is one of my very favorite times of the year because it really, you know, speaks to family and getting a chance to come together and enjoy one another around a good meal and, you know, just acting silly, having fun,
yes.
Enjoying each other.
And
I cherish all that.
You especially need a break, too, so.
Well, thank you very much. Well, you know what? We have, there's no doubt we live in a wonderful community. And by that I mean anytime there has been a need in our community of the human service kind especially, we have always risen to the occasion, whether it's as individuals or organizations, businesses, et cetera, right? And this year it's no different. We have... they just are really a wonderful family, and they truly are who they represent themselves to be in terms of caring, right? And I'm always excited this time of year to be around them because there's such joy in what they do, right?
They do so much for the community.
And they do so much for the community, as well as what they do through their own business, right? They just are a great example of philanthropy. Right, and being very selfless in a lot of cases. And so this morning we are excited to welcome to the show Valerie Ruiz. Did I say that right?
Oh, that was beautiful.
Okay. from Cars over in Hesperia on Main Street. I think everybody knows where Cars is located because you've been there for one reason or two, either to get your car fixed, to donate something or pick up something for somebody in need. I remember during COVID how you guys were just, Valerie, so helpful to the community with the outreach of masks and gloves and sanitizer and bathroom tissue. And, I mean, just name it. You guys had it and you were giving it away, you know, wanting people to have what they needed during that time. And that has not stopped. We're here to talk about your annual Christmas toy giveaway, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And so I want to send a shout out to also Carlos Sarmiento, who is
Carlos.
A name that's very familiar because it's Carlos Big Old Heart that has the family involved in all of these wonderful things that are give back to our community. So, Valerie, we first of all, I want to say thank you so much for being here with us this morning. We want to thank you and your family for the amazing work that you do here in our community. And we know that you're not a 501c3, you're not a nonprofit organization, but you definitely partner with many of our nonprofit organizations to make good things happen. And we are grateful to you for that. So welcome to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne. And today we're going to talk about your annual toy giveaway, because as I understand it, you need a little bit of help, and that's what we're here for as community, to help. And you also want to kind of give us the overview of the program, what it looks like, and who benefits from it. So welcome to the show.
Thank you, ladies, so much for having me in today. I am thrilled to be here. You ladies are just the light of the high desert. So thank you so much for allowing me to be here and talk about something that is very near and dear to my heart. My dad and I have been in business for 10 beautiful years at Carr's Body Shop.
Wow.
And yeah, God is good.
Yeah.
So within that time, we really wanted to give back to the community that had embraced us and took care of us. So this year is our 8th year of doing our Carr's Body Shop annual toy drive and giveaway.
Oh my goodness.
So
8 years.
8 years, yes. And it has just been a blessing every year, and it's been getting bigger and bigger. So with this, we've started out very small, doing a couple stops and locations. So there's a lot of toy drives up here in the high desert and other numerous places. But what sets us apart and is a little different than everyone else is that we actually go out to the lower income housing areas mm-hmm. that really, really need these items to make just brighten up these kids' days. We go out with a caravan full of wonderful, beautiful volunteers. We have Santa Claus, the police department.
Yes.
Fire department, Boy Scouts, you name it. We've had the Marines come out with us as well. And it's just been a beautiful thing where we pull up to these housing areas. We do a quick pop-up. Santa Claus jumps in that fire truck, drives around the apartments, and yells out the window for these kids, come down and get your presents and hang out with Santa.
Oh, my God. How wonderful.
So just the smiles and the beautiful environment that we get to do every year of having these kids come down, grab toys and meet Santa, take a picture, and just get these beautiful reactions to families that otherwise may have not had such a blessing.
Yeah.
So to provide that to the community has just been, oh, I can't even tell you the happiness it brings to our family. But also just to see these smiles is worth all of the stress of getting this organization, getting it all together to get organized.
Right. Yeah, because it is a process, right? It takes a while.
Yes.
You have to collect, and then you've got to sort.
Yes.
And how many communities do you now go into and do this?
So in total right now, we're anywhere between 9 to 10 different communities. We start in the morning. We meet up around 6 a.m., head out to the first location, and we do quick setups. We're usually there about an hour, hour and a half to each location. We try to get there. So with that being said, we probably finish up about 7 p.m.
At night. All one day, Valerie?
It's all one day of love and giving. It's just perfect.
And so the pop-up is just where, like you said, Santa's there. You stage or set up where the kids can come and pick what they like, or how does that work?
So when the child's in line, we do have volunteers asking their age. So we go and get them age-appropriate toys for them. They sit on Santa's lap, and then we walk up with a bundle of toys. It's not just one toy. It's anywhere between 3 to 5 toys. We also give them socks and candies as well, things like that would benefit them. And if there's any, we try to get some stuff for some adults, but, you know, it's not as, you know, we're trying to aim for the children. You know, just for those smiles. And take a little bit of stress off of mom and dad as well.
And so it's typically the little ones, and then we've got our teenagers, of course, right? Because they're still kind of kids and celebrating Christmas, right?
Absolutely.
And so you try to make sure that you have gifts that are appropriate for that age group as well.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm hearing that there is a shortage of toys this year that might impact the number that you guys are going to be able to serve. Did I hear correctly?
Unfortunately, yes. This year has just been a little bit more of a struggle, especially with a lot of places that our sources come from, the giving donations. They've not received very much, so we're not going to be able to get very much.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, we usually will go out and buy toys for these kids as well. The company doesn't mind doing those things when we're shortage on toys. But with that being said, we really do rely on our community at this point. So at Cars Body Shop, what we do is if you're able to bring in a toy of any value, whatever is in your heart to give, we offer you a free headlight restoration. So it's, you know, when your headlights are kind of yellow and foggy, you can't really see out of them. We go ahead and we'll take care of those for free if you just bring in a toy that we can give to a local High Desert child.
So you give, and then there's a give back, right? You get back, right?
Everybody wins. Everybody feels good.
And so when does you start collecting for the toys? If there's people listening who say, yes, I definitely want to, donate some toys, when can they start donating those toys?
So we actually start in July. We start Christmas in July.
Okay.
So that's our little promo. So right now, you can come on in and just anytime. You just give us a call, say I'm coming in, or you can just pop by and we'll just make it happen. I know Thanksgiving's coming up, so that's usually the Black Friday sales or Cyber Monday.
Yes.
I just feel like those are always a really good opportunity to get some toys on the cheaper end to donate. It just seems like if you're able to just get something extra, that always helps. Like anything you donate is truly a blessing. We're able to, usually with the cash donations, we tend to buy more so of the teenage stuff.
Yeah.
What we're lacking.
And that makes sense. So, Valerie, I understand you got a challenge you'd like to make.
I would.
Yeah, well, we want to hear it. Challenge.
So what I'd like to do is I'd like to challenge all my local small business owners to come out and just give as much as you can as far as toy donations. And, you know, in return, we do love to promote you and make the community aware of the beautiful selfless donation that you are doing for our community. We want to have some type of event late November, probably right around, I'm not too sure, but we'll get the date out for you folks.
Okay.
So we'll have a day, we'll call it Fill the Bus. And yeah. We'll just have our local small businesses come in and donate what they can. And let us go ahead and put you on that pedestal that you deserve by coming out and donating and giving back to the community that has been supporting you.
Absolutely. And I think, you know what, it's wonderful because, again, we're in that season of Thanksgiving
yes.
and gratitude. And so for us to be able to come together as business community and you know, along with our nonprofits and all of that, just to celebrate working together to make sure that those little ones and young kids who may not have something under the Christmas tree will absolutely have something this year, and that they too feel special yes. and loved, right?
Yes,
and I think that's so hugely important mm-hmm. for us as community. And so once again, you'll get back to us and let us know when that's going to take place.
Absolutely.
Because we'd love to help support getting the word out of your challenge
yes.
to small businesses. But yeah, you know, challenge your employees, you know, challenge your families, right? I know my family and I, as a matter of fact, my dad has already started getting toys because every year he looks forward to going over to Cars with his
yes.
toys and donating them, right? So we have that going on in our family. Valerie, is there anything else that you want to tell us or you need community to know other than we just really want to thank them
yes.
for their support for the past 8 years?
So we're hoping to just accept up to the 18th of December.
Okay.
We will be going out on the 19th.
Okay.
We don't disclose where we're going.
Okay.
They're never we try not to do the same place twice unless there's special circumstances.
Okay. The date is pretty
yes.
much set.
Okay, it is
great.
Set for the 19th.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And then if people want to come and volunteer and help, because I know it takes
yes.
a lot to sort and stuff
mm-hmm.
and do all that, can people come and do that as well?
Okay.
Yeah, so the day of the event, we always love to have volunteers.
On behalf of community, we thank you and your dad, Carlos, and Cars for 8 years of really being intentional about making sure that nobody in our community, especially our kids, wakes up on Christmas morning and doesn't have a gift and know that they are loved.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely.
And you've done that, and you've done that in an extraordinary way. And so we thank you for that. We thank you for giving us another year and another opportunity to join you in doing that. And so on behalf of myself and Roxanne, we encourage everybody, not just the small businesses and major corporations and businesses, but each individual. You know, if it's just a couple of things that you can donate, that's more than what we originally had. And somebody is not going to be missed. Come back anytime and share what you guys are doing. Make sure we get that date so that we can make sure that the challenge and the gauntlet has been thrown down, right?
Yes.
So you can come by to Carr's Body Shop. We're open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. Yeah, I'm sorry, 8 to 5, located at 9625 Tamarisk Avenue in the beautiful city of Hesperia. And our phone number is 760-948-5151.
All right. Well, we'll have you back in the new year to talk about some other wonderful things that Cars is helping to support. Thank you.
Thank you, AD.
Thanks again for being a part of our conversation. You can reach out to us and let us know what you want to talk about. Send us an email at roxannesgaffiti@edbroadcasters.com. High Desert Dialogue, Conversations with Regina and Roxanne, has been brought to you by Provident St. Mary Medical Center. COVID-19 cases are rising in our high deserts. Make your appointment today to protect yourself, your family, and our community. Schedule your free appointment at a convenient location near you through myturn.ca.gov. Message brought to you by trusted friends in the high deserts, Provident St. Mary Medical Center, and the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health. We'll talk to you next weekend.